RNZ Pacific News, Atamarie ko Lydia Lewis tēnei. The President of the Federated States of Micronesia has declared his faith in Japan's ability to make sure radioactive wastewater will be safe before it is released into the Pacific Ocean. More than 1 million tonnes of radioactive wastewater is to be released over 40 years. Following a meeting with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio in Japan, President David Panuelo says he is no longer fearful or concerned about this issue. He added he has a deep trust in Japan's intentions and technological capabilities and in not harming our shared oceanic assets and resources. It comes just days after the Pacific Islands Forum voiced strong opposition against Japan's plans due to a lack of scientific evidence proving it is safe. The Forum's independent experts are still waiting on additional data from Japan to establish whether or not it is safe. The 2023-2024 parliamentary sessions in Fiji has officially been opened. The President of Fiji has urged MPs to be united as one nation, to work to address the challenges faced by the country at the opening in Suva on Friday local time. The head of state said as Fiji's grappled with ongoing and emerging challenges, members of parliament should embody the collective spirit of resilience and resolve of the Fijian people. He has called on the elected representatives to continue to look after each other, and especially those less fortunate and most vulnerable in society. Meanwhile, Fiji's former elections supervisor Mohamed Sanim is under investigation by the anti-corruption agency for alleged abuse of office and has been stopped from fleeing the country. The Fijian Elections Office, or FEO, says Mr. Sanim is alleged to have unlawfully authorised payments of sitting allowances to members of the Electoral Commission. The elections body says the Constitutional Officers Commission had clarified to Mr. Sanim that the allowances for the chairperson and members of the Electoral Commission remained at the same rate of $500 Fijian dollars per person per meeting. Mr. Sanim, however, had continued to instruct allowances to be paid to the Commission's members for attending events other than meetings, including social functions. The Papua New Guinea government has announced an in-house inquiry into the conduct of the 2022 general elections. Special Parliamentary Committee Chair Alan Bird says this inquiry will look into all aspects of the election process. He says that includes the conduct of updating the electoral roll, campaigning, voting, counting, and other related matters. The notice announced the committee was appealing to the people of PNG for written submissions and that there will be public hearings and regional consultations. Australia has pledged to help revive Tonga's state-owned airline, Lulutai, following the grounding of the airline's main aircraft last week. Tonga's Prime Minister Huakava Meiliku Siaosi Sovaleni says Australia would provide technical and financial support. Speaking to media, Huakava Meiliku rebutted criticism of Lulutai's management. He says they acted quickly when finding out the aircraft was in a state of despair.
When the report came out, it was something, you know, that we need to address on the plane. It was sent to the manufacturer. Manufacturer came back the next day, say, you know, ground the plane. We ground the plane. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no delay or anything like that for us to actually get as many passengers over. No. Whenever we got the notification from the manufacturers, we ground the plane immediately.
A new policy has been tabled in Samoa that sets up fresh terms and conditions for seasonal workers. Acting Prime Minister Tuala Tevenga Iosefo Ponifacio says the policy addresses key areas of major concern. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
Samoa suspended its participation in New Zealand and Australia seasonal work schemes for January while the new policy was being finalised. The policy includes criteria for the selection of unskilled workers and their terms of employment, including strict observation of moral values. For February, the seasonal work schemes will operate under existing framework. From March, seasonal workers will be selected by village councils in collaboration with district councils. And in April, all workers will be subject to the new terms.
Another move is underway in American Samoa to raise the legal age for purchasing tobacco. The bill, introduced this week, seeks to raise the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. The proposed bill would increase the annual vendor's fee to sell tobacco products from $25 to $300 per year. 32 states and one US territory, Guam, have passed legislation lifting the age to 21. New Zealand's health agency has funded EpiPens, much to the relief of those who suffer from severe allergies. In an announcement, Pharmac stated that the increased incidence of anaphylaxis and the high cost of EpiPens led to the decision to subsidise the life-saving treatment. ProCare Clinical Director Alan Moffat says the funding will benefit the Pacific community.
Pacific people have probably more than twice the amount of food allergies Europeans or Asian or Maori people, and you know, often Pacific also lower income, and therefore this is a huge benefit to those families that other might not have been able to afford to have an EpiPen.
EpiPens are adrenaline auto-injectors. In Samoa, Apia has hosted a float parade for the 2023 Miss Pacific Islands event. It featured contestants from Nauru, American Samoa, Papua New Guinea, Samoa and the Solomon Islands. The highly anticipated pageant and crowning started Friday night. Reigning Miss Pacific Islands, Fonoi Fafo McFarland Seumanu, congratulated the contestants.
I reflect on who I was this time 3 years ago, and I'm so proud of the things that I've been able to achieve through this platform. And I have no doubt that the next successor of this crown will go on to achieve even better things.
In world news, Ukraine is hosting a summit of European leaders as it seeks to accelerate its bid to join the EU. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country deserved to start talks on joining the bloc, that closer ties would inspire his forces as they battle Russia. The BBC's Will Leonardo reports.
On the eve of this summit, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU's relationship with Ukraine had never been stronger. She applauded Mr. Zelensky's recent anti-corruption drive and said the country had made notable steps towards meeting membership requirements. But while the symbolism of EU leaders gathering in Kiev will no doubt come as a boost and requests for more sanctions on Moscow may be heeded, President Zelensky's hopes for an expedited joining process appear unlikely. Most EU officials are said to view Kiev's two-year goal for entering a bloc, which requires the rooting out of corruption and the alignment of legal systems, as unrealistic.
Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has avoided a conviction but has admitted to assaulting an ex-girlfriend. The 27-year-old's guilty plea came after his lawyers failed to have the charge dismissed on mental health grounds. The BBC's Phil Mercer has more.
The magistrate was quite sympathetic to Nick Kyrgios, not recording a conviction. No good behaviour bond has been imposed either. The reason for that, the magistrate saying that this offence occurred 2 years ago, and in the intervening time, Nick Kyrgios has sought help for his mental health problems and has not reoffended again. So what it means is that Nick Kyrgios doesn't have a criminal record, and as a professional tennis player ranked 20th in the world, is free to travel the world competing without hindrance.
And that's the latest news for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.